Want to write a novel but not sure where to start? Grab a copy of my free Story Starter Kit workbook by going to savannahgilbo.com/starter-kit. In this free multi-page guide, I'll walk you through the first 5 questions to ask and answer before writing any story. You'll get clarity on your characters, your setting, your theme, your plot, and so much more. So one more time, go to savannahgilbo.com/starter-kit to grab your free copy. I highly recommend studying scenes in published novels. So think about your favorite book or books, and then think about a few memorable scenes from those stories. Go look for the scene structure in those scenes, and then pick them apart to figure out what made you like those scenes so much. And I promise you, this exercise will be invaluable to you if you do it. And that's because the more that you study scenes that work, the better you're going to become at identifying the structural elements and the craft elements that make them work. It will be slow going at first, but you will get faster over time. Trust me. Welcome to the Fiction Writing Made Easy podcast. My name is Savannah Gilbo, and I'm here to help you write a story that works. I want to prove to you that writing a novel doesn't have to be overwhelming. So each week, I'll bring you a brand new episode with simple, actionable, and step-by-step strategies that you can implement in your writing right away. So whether you're brand new to writing or more of a seasoned author looking to improve your craft, this podcast is for you. So pick up a pen and let's get started. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the 3 things to focus on if you're a brand new writer. And I wanted to tackle this topic today because this is a question I get asked all the time, and it's come through my inbox a lot lately. So people have been asking, if I'm just getting started, what are some of the things I should focus on? Or what are some of the things that I should avoid doing if I actually want to get my book written? And honestly, these are both great questions because if you're asking these type of questions, it means you care. So I thought we would talk about this in today's episode, and I'm going to talk about the 3 things that I would focus on if I was a brand new writer or if I was coaching someone who was brand new to writing. We aren't going to go into the things to avoid, but if you want to hear about some of the most common mistakes I see writers make, I do have a free training for you. It's called The 5 Little Known Mistakes Most Fiction Writers Make and What to Do Instead. The training is about an hour long and it's totally free. All you have to do is go to savannahgilbo.com/masterclass to sign up. So one more time, that's savannahgilbo.com/masterclass to register for the free training. I will also put that link in the show notes for you in case you're interested. So without further ado, let's dig into the 3 things that I recommend focusing on if you're a brand new writer. The very first thing I suggest focusing on is your mindset. And the reason I say this is because I really believe that mindset is one of the biggest things that can prevent someone from finishing their novel. So before you start writing any new novel, whether it's your first or your third, you need to have the right mindset going into the process. Now, what do I mean by the quote-unquote right mindset? Well, 2 things, really. First, you need to understand that your first draft is not going to be perfect. No matter how much time you spend thinking about your story, outlining your story, or rewriting those first few pages, you're never going to end up with a perfect first draft right out the gate. I meet so many writers who go into the writing process with this super heavy expectation on themselves to create the perfect story right out the gate, and it's just not realistic. I have also been guilty of this myself, and it used to be something that totally prevented me from making any kind of progress or getting anywhere with my story. And it was a horrible feeling. So if you're stuck here, I totally get that it can feel terrible. And I do have a hypothesis of why we do this to ourselves or why we have these kind of expectations. And I think it's because most of us writers are also readers, and the books we read are often really, really good. But they turn out this way because they've been through multiple drafts, multiple rounds of revisions, and the author has no doubt had feedback from outside sources at least one point in the process. But sometimes when we're in our writing caves and we're thinking about writing a new book, this is not the first thing that comes to mind, right? We just see the final product of books we like, and then we set out to write a story that looks just like that. And again, that's just not realistic. Eventually, our stories can get there, but not at first. That's just the way it goes, no matter how seasoned of an author you are. So what is a more healthy mindset to adopt, or what would I recommend if I was your coach? Well, I love the idea of calling your first draft a discovery draft. And this is not a term that I made up, but I do think it's the perfect way to describe the purpose of a first draft. Because the real purpose of your first draft is to discover your story. It's to discover your characters, your story world, what's actually going to happen in the plot, the theme or the takeaway that you want to leave readers with, and all of that stuff. So I would love for you to go into your first draft with this in mind. Go into your first draft with the goal of discovering your story and let the process be fun. Because guess what? Writing can actually be fun if you take some of the pressure off yourself and if you don't expect yourself to write the perfect first draft. And if you're like me, if you'd like to have some sort of guardrail to keep yourself on track, then I do have a solution for you, and it's the second thing I recommend focusing on if you're just starting out. The second thing I recommend focusing on is your story's genre. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say that I think of genre in two different ways: commercial genres and content genres. And I won't go too deep into the differences because I have a whole episode on genre. It's episode number 2, and I will put that link in the show notes if you want to check it out. But basically, commercial genres are sales categories that dictate where your book is placed in a bookstore or how it's sold online. So as an example, think about something like young adult fiction. That would be a section in a bookstore or online, right? But if you set out to write a young adult story, what kind of story would you be writing? Are you writing a young adult romance, a young adult mystery, a young adult thriller, a young adult action story set in a fantasy world? Or what are you actually setting out to write? And if you don't know this, or if you don't know what kind of story you're actually telling, it's going to be really hard to write a young adult novel, right? And this is where content genres come in. So content genres tell writers what type of content needs to be in a story to satisfy readers of a particular genre. So in other words, they provide us with a framework that will help you craft a story from start to finish. And again, I talk more about this in episode number 2, but your content genre can tell you things like the type of goal your protagonist will pursue from start to finish, what's at stake if your protagonist accomplishes that goal or not, some of the key scenes and character roles that you need to include in your story, the main emotions readers are expecting to experience or feel, and even the general theme or the topic that your story can explore. And that's a lot of stuff, right? This is why genre is such an important thing to focus on for new writers. It can honestly take so much overwhelm out of the writing process, and in my opinion, it's an underutilized and underappreciated tool. So if you're just starting out, or even if you're just starting a brand new story, I recommend figuring out the type of story that you want to write. So what is your story's content genre? And then you can use that as a framework to craft your story within. In my Notes to Novel course, I have a whole module dedicated to content genres and everything that each of the content genres require, because I think it's that important. This module tends to be a student favorite too, because the genre framework gives you a container to be creative within. It takes a lot of the guesswork out of the process, and because of that, writing can actually start to feel super fun, which is all we really want, right? So anyway, that is the second thing I recommend focusing on if you're a brand new writer. Let's move on to the third area of focus. The third thing I recommend focusing on is learning how to craft a scene. And this is another thing that I don't think we talk about enough in the writing community, and it's such an important topic. You've probably heard me say it before, but if you can write a solid scene, you are definitely capable of writing a solid story. And I say that because scenes have their own structure, so they need a beginning, middle, and end, and your character needs to have a goal in each scene. They also need to have the agency to pursue that goal. And all of these things are also required to write a good story. So if you can execute all of this on the micro scene level, you will be much better equipped to tackle them on the global story level. Now, I have done quite a few podcast episodes about how to write a well-structured scene. The main one I'm thinking of is episode number 40, but I will link to a handful of those episodes about crafting scenes in the show notes for easy access. But beyond practicing writing scenes that work in your own draft, I highly recommend studying scenes in published novels. So think about your favorite book or books, and then think about a few memorable scenes from those stories. Go look for the scene structure in those scenes and then pick them apart to figure out what made you like those scenes so much. And I promise you, this exercise will be invaluable to you if you do it. And that's because the more that you study scenes that work, the better you're going to become at identifying the structural elements and the craft elements that make them work. It will be slow going at first, but you will get faster over time. Trust me. I've had a lot of feedback lately about the episodes that Abigail K. Perry and I record where we break down the structure of each scene. And first of all, I'm so glad to hear that everybody's loving those. But second of all, we were not able to analyze scenes like that when we first started. It took a lot of practice, but now it doesn't always feel so hard. And it's almost just something that we've started doing instinctually. So the same thing can and will happen for you if you just dig in and start breaking scenes down one by one. So that is the third thing I would recommend focusing on if you're just starting out. And honestly, no matter how experienced you are, I think mastering the art of writing a scene is so important. This is actually another topic I dedicate a whole module to inside of my Notes to Novel course, and we go deep into writing scenes that work. So we talk about structure, weaving backstory and exposition into scenes, showing and telling, revealing your character's inner life on the page in each scene, and a whole lot of other stuff. I mean, we really dig into writing solid scenes in the course because it really is that important. But anyway, that wraps up the three main areas that I would focus on if I was a brand new writer or if I was coaching a brand new writer. There are, of course, many, many other things that you can and will have to worry about later, but these are the three places that I would start digging in. And like I mentioned earlier, your content genre is going to give you this framework to work within. So the work doesn't stop once you identify your genre, but your content genre will give you a really nice and clear path to follow. So that's why I really like starting there. Okay, let's do a very quick recap before I let you go. The very first area I recommend focusing on is your mindset. So I don't want you going into the first draft process thinking that you're going to produce something that will be perfect. Instead, I highly recommend just thinking about this as the discovery phase. So you're discovering your story, your characters, your world, what's going to happen in the plot, all that kind of stuff. So think about it as unearthing your story, discovering your story, whatever it is that you want to do, and that will help you make a lot of progress. The second area to focus on is your story genre. So like I said, this will become your framework for writing a story that works. So you'll want to know what commercial genre you're writing in, and then also, more importantly, probably, is your content genre. So what type of story or what content makes up your story? And then the third thing to focus on is learning how to craft a scene. So I truly do think that learning how to write a well-structured scene and learning just some of the components that can help you write a compelling scene will start to help take some of the pressure off the writing process. And I didn't mention this earlier, but this is something else I hear from my students in the Notes to Novel course, is that once they learn these elements, it takes a lot of pressure off because there is a structure that you need to have in each scene. And if you know that going into your scene, you can kind of just filter your ideas through that and be creative within that structure. So anyway, those are the three focus areas. If you're starting out or if you're just starting a new story, I would focus on your mindset, your content genre, and learning how to write a well-structured scene. And lastly, one more reminder, if you want to hear about how to avoid some of the most common mistakes I see writers make, go sign up for my free training called The 5 Little Known Mistakes Most Fiction Writers Make and What to Do Instead. It's free and it's about an hour long, and I know you will take away so many things from it. So to sign up, go to savannahgilbo.com/masterclass. One more time, that is savannahgilbo.com/masterclass. So that's it for today's show. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and showing your support. If you want to check out any of the links I mentioned in this episode, you can find them over at savannahgilbo.com/podcast. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show because there's going to be another brand new episode coming out next week. If you're an Apple user, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating and review. Your ratings and reviews tell iTunes that this is a podcast that's worth listening to. And in turn, that helps this show get in front of more fiction writers just like you. So that's it for today's show. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, happy writing.